Country music played a big role in radio starting way back in 1924 when the National Barn Dance broadcast from WLS-AM in Chicago, Illinois. It was the first American country music radio program and a direct precursor of the Grand Ole Opry. The National Barn Dance also set the stage for other similar programs, in part because the clear channel signal of WLS could be received throughout most of the Midwest and even beyond in the late evening and nighttime hours, making much of the United States and Canada a potential audience. The program was extremely popular and widely imitated. The track you're going to hear was one of those local imitations from a station in Columbia, South Carolina, known as WISAM. Now, the WLS-AM National Barn Dance first aired on April 19, 1924, and the show was picked up by NBC Radio in 1933, and by 1942, NBC had expanded its coverage by way of international shortwave stations. In 1946, the program switched to the ABC network until 1952, on Saturday nights from 6:30 to midnight. Now, ABC Radio made two moves that led to the National Barn Dance's slow demise. The first was the cancellation of the network broadcast in 1952, and after a few years, the popularity of the program began to fade, and it stopped live performances after 1957. The show continued to air on WLS until 1959, when ABC bought the station and changed the format to Top 40 Rock and Roll, canceling the National Barn Dance outright. The show moved to Chicago's WGN-AM until it finally left the air in 1968. Now, the track you're going to hear is a show broadcast on WIS Radio out of Columbia, South Carolina on April 8, 1945. World War II was still on, and so there are a few dedications to soldiers who might be listening in via shortwave radio. Coca-Cola is the sponsor. And some of the songs include Alabama Jubilee, that's the lead-off song, Mail Call Today, Blue Bonnet Lane, and there's a character called Uncle Deb who provides some comedy in the show. Other tunes include Navajo Trail, Down Houston Way, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover played on a mandolin, Home in San Antone, A Rendezvous with the Rose, It Won't Be Long, and A Big Ball in Brooklyn. Remember, this is a recording of a broadcast of a transcription, which was a recording of a recording, of a copycat barn dance show on WIS in Columbia, South Carolina. Put on your dancing shoes, the Carolina Barn Dance program here on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. My name is John Lovering, and I thank you for listening.
The WIS Barn Dance is on the air!
Saturday night, 12 o'clock, barn dance here. If you like a barn show, skip around and see. Barn dance, happy day with airplane playing. Joe's and Bob like to hear to make the rest of the ring.
Everybody, everywhere, it is 12 o'clock on Saturday, and you know this gang's back on the air. You can't help but know it. All of them on hand, too, and just raring to go with a lot of the old-time favorites that you're waiting for. There's all the hillbillies, Uncle Deb Dyer and his group right here in the studio with us. Snuffy, stand back now, and don't mess things up here with your banjo. There's little Jeanette and her pop Shorty, our Carolina balladeer Ira Demery, and her barn dance sweetheart, Miss Evelyn. All on the air again for the Columbia Coca-Cola Bottling Company, the folks that see to it that you have as many Coca-Colas at your house as you can possibly get these days. We're going to have a lot of fun. Join right in here with us, and as the young'uns go along singing these numbers that you know, just feel free to be one of us. Yes, sirree. To start things off, boys, let's really raise the roof. It's here with that old Alabama Jubilee.
Rolling to my mother past 83. Shouting, I'm full of fam. watch a step, one-legged Joe, dancing around on his toes. Threw away his crutches and hollered, let her go. Well, it's hell, hell, the gang's all here for the Alabama Jubilee.
Fine going, folks. That's hill music. Believe me, played the right way. Well, Mama, I know you're busy with dinner about now. Great idea for cowboys to be home on the range, but it's not much fun for you, is it? Especially in hot weather. Here's a suggestion that'll help you and delight the family. One or two days a week, serve the family an icebox lunch or a supper of appropriate cold cuts and salad with frosty bottles of Coca-Cola on the side. A meal like that can be prepared in the cool of the morning. Just leave it right there in the refrigerator until you're ready for it. And don't forget to put the Coca-Cola in the icebox at the same time. That way, you get that delicious touch which makes any meal a real treat. Ask for and serve ice-cold bottles of Coca-Cola. Our Carolina Balladeer now, answering a lot of requests with this song today at Mail Call Today.
Mail call today, dear, your last letter came. I just stood there smiling till they called my name. As I read it over, the skies turned to gray. And here in my eyes, love, that mail call today. I can't understand, love, what's happened to you. The day that I sailed, love, you said you'd be true. But now it's all over, what more can I say? My poor heart was broken. That mail call today. I slept in the foxhole amid shot and shell. I'm telling you, darling, it's worse than all hell. I thought you would wait while I was away, but my castle tumbled at mail call today. I hope you'll be happy with somebody new, but always remember my heart beats for you. Good luck and God bless you wherever you go. The world for me ended at mail call today.
That was mighty nice singing, Ira Dimery, and thank you just a lot. We want to make a few dedications here on a broadcast today. Number for Private DJ Jones. Johnny Criscalola of the Columbia Army Air Base is having a birthday. Mrs. B.M. Mills wants a number for her mother and father, Mr. and Mrs. E.C. Craven. And Winston Bishop and James Naylor to have a tune. Bernice Lovell wants a number for her brother in service, Yvonne Seitler, Corporal Grover Douglas. Mrs. Earl Morris wants a number for her son in service. And a number for Private First Class and Mrs. John Kasaya. Now, that's just a few of the requests that we had for this broadcast today, neighbors. Wish we had time to get around to all of them. Keep listening, though. We'll be reading your name and making your dedications and doing those songs that you like. Here's one I think you'll enjoy. It's Curly and the Kid from the Ozark stepping to the microphone with Blue Bonnet Lane.
In my lonely heart there lingers that haunts me again. I'm a girl with eyes like the flowers that grew down in Blue Bonnet Lane. I can see a pale moon rising above the blue misty plain. And I walk with my blue-eyed darling in my memory once again. Hours. In my heart they will always remain, like the sweet fragrance of the flowers that grew down in Blue Bonnet Lane. In my lonely heart there lingers a dream that haunts me again. I'm a girl with eyes like the flowers that grew down in Blue Bonnet Lane. I can see a pale moon rising above a blue misty plain. And I walk with my blue-eyed darling in my memory once again. Happy hours, in my heart they will always remain, like the sweet fragrance of the flowers that grew down in Blue Bonnet Lane.
Sound like that kind of singing. Much obliged to you, fellas. We got a boy here in the studio today that's just been hopping around here like a one-legged crow, having more fun than anybody. Tell you what, he's just a fella that don't care about much of anything. And I'm talking about Uncle Deb Dyer. Come over here, young fella. I wanted to talk to you just a minute. I'm worried about you, Uncle Deb.
You worry about me? Don't worry about me. I'll take care of myself.
Well, you was getting along pretty good yesterday. I'll have to grant you that. I just noticed you running across the street there yesterday as hard as you could tear. Cars are dodging you, and I just was feared for your life there for a little while. But you got across the street. Remember, I hollered at you there. Where in the world was you going?
I know, Milo. I was in a hurry. I was in a big hurry, too.
You must have
been. Yes, sir. I'm telling you, you know my mother-in-law? My mother-in-law ate 83 green apples.
83 green apples?
83 green apples.
No wonder you was in a hurry, boy. You was going for a doctor, huh?
Uh-uh. I was going after more green apples.
Oh,
you know, I shouldn't talk about my mother-in-law that way.
Well, that's the truth. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
She's a good old soul. You know, she came to this country in a covered wagon.
Came in a covered wagon?
Yeah, if you'd see her face, you'd know why, too.
You're heading for trouble now.
Well, I don't know. She gives me lots of trouble. She lives with us, you know.
Well, I know that must be troublesome.
Well,
with
I know. There's only one thing. She just makes me nervous sometimes.
Makes you nervous?
Yeah, she's got gallstones, Byron.
Now, wait a minute, Uncle Deb. How could your mother-in-law having gallstones make you nervous?
Well, I tell you, Byron, every time she rocks in a rocking chair, it sounds like a crap beam going on.
No.
I'll tell you the truth.
Uncle Deb, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Say, I was just noticing a new face around your house over there. Who is that pretty girl staying with you?
Oh, that's my sister Melissa's girl. That's her daughter.
Oh, that's who that is?
Yes, I'm telling you, that's the craziest woman you ever seen in your life.
What makes you say that, Uncle Dan?
Oh, I'm telling you, she knows at least about more things than anyone you ever heard of. That's the truth. I was going down to the barn the other day.
Uh-huh.
She said to me, she says, where are you going? I said, I'm going down to the barn. She says, can I come too? And I said, honey, you'll never come too. She might have came down to where that, so she got down there, and I was milking an old cow. And she said, what is that? And I said, well, that's a cow. So she looked over in another pen over there. She looked over another pen. She said, what is that, little callots? And I said, no, that's little bullets.
Uncle Deb, now be ashamed of yourself. Say, Uncle Deb, I noticed you brought all the barn dance gang up here, barnyard gang, I should say. I used to call them about the barn dance gang. Got a little mixed up there. I noticed they're all here, and I just feel sure that these kids have got something special up their sleeves in the way of a song. Suppose you tell us what it's all about.
Well, you know, Ma, I'd like to introduce to all the neighbors down here the Queens of Harmony. They're a new outfit we got with us here now, and they're featuring the voice of Dolores Adele in a special arrangement here of the Navajo Trail. Every day, I'm all about it now. Goodness, I like to get to say.
I've done too much talking now. But we've got to have her barn dance sweetheart for a special song. Miss Evelyn, suppose you step right up here front and center and let's go down Houston way. Around the world never seem to lose their homegrown talent for making friends. For evidence of that, here's what one young Army lieutenant writes from overseas, who played ping pong, had Coca-Cola, and then sang songs to the chaplain and the AST group around a little portable organ. Well, with men in uniform, as with us at home, nothing breaks the ice among strangers quicker than a few songs, a game or two, and a friendly round of Coke. Whether it's at the family fireside or in far-off lands, Coca-Cola is a symbol of friendly understanding and good comradeship. Ask for bottled Coke, frosty and delicious,
Coca-Cola is the real thing. Knocking the strings off that mandolin and everybody else trying to stay hidden behind him. Curly, you've been helping everybody out with the music and not doing much singing. Suppose you come up here with a song today. Another one of those western tunes, Home in San Antonio. There's another young fella here in the studio that should be featured up here on this program today, and I'm going to ask Uncle Deb Dyer if he won't let me have him right now. Is it all right, Uncle Deb?
Yeah, go ahead. It's okay with me.
Well, I tell you, this boy's got one of the nicest voices that I've heard in a long while when it comes to doing sweet numbers, Mickey Cotty. And he's going to do one of Uncle Deb's own numbers. It's a fine tune to my way of thinking, A Rendezvous with a Rose.
Our stars shine so bright, we'll soar together with the moon for our lives. And then I'll hold her close in my arms and whisper, dear, that we'll never part. Oh, I can hardly wait till the clock strikes the ring. She's a rose from my when the stars shine so bright, we'll still run together with a moon full of light. And then I'll hold her close in my arms and whisper, dear, that we never part. So I can hardly wait.
I like that song, and certainly, Mickey Cuddy, we say thanks a lot for singing it for us today. You know, I think one sweet number always should follow another, and especially a hymn. I want to do our hymn today for all those many friends having birthdays and anniversaries, those with loved ones here at home and away from home, the ones that you're praying for overseas. It's our trio singing, It Won't Be Long.
Certain that all of our barn dance neighbors enjoyed that one today. Well, my, that clock's just sneaking up on us as fast as it can. We got to have one more go-round here, though, Pappy, before we leave. Suppose you come up here with the fiddle and all you boys gather around now. Let's have a big ball in Brooklyn. Well, you know, neighbors, long about sundown, be sure to remember to sprinkle your victory garden and your flower bed if you have one. You know the good earth appreciates refreshment now and then. And incidentally, when you've finished, why not stop yourself for the welcome pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coca-Cola. You'll find Coke a great treat, all frosty and delicious right off the ice. So don't forget to ask for Coca-Cola in bottles. Look for that bright red cooler just around the corner from anywhere. And make your pause the pause that refreshes with ice-cold bottles of Coca-Cola. It's the real thing.
Like everything to leave today. We had a lot more things to do, but we'll just have to come back next Saturday. Want you to be right there at your radio neighbors at 12 o'clock, because at noontime on Saturday, it's always a session with the Barn Dance Crew. Sent to you by the Columbia Coca-Cola Bottling Company. And I'd like to invite you to come down and be with us in the studio. You're mighty welcome. Got a lot of room down here, and we'd just be tickled to have you as a part of our get-together. Make it next week if you can, now. Want to remind all you folks around Turbyville, South Carolina, we're heading your way tonight with all the Barn Dance Crew. It's a great big get-together over there, and we're looking for all of you out. Well, that just does it. Just want to say thanks to all these youngins for doing these songs and numbers so well today. And we'll see you next week. Speaking for them all, this is Byron Parker, your old hired hand, saying, go to church tomorrow, all of you that can. Have a pleasant weekend, and goodbye, good health, and God bless you, everyone.
WIS Columbia, South Carolina, a transcription.
Thank you for your visit. Good day.